ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। सो आई वेलकम ऑल द डिवोटीज फॉर दिस भगवद गीता क्लास एंड मोस्ट इम्पोर्टेंटली आई वॉन्ट टू जस्ट थैंक द devotees who gave me an opportunity, especially Gokulananda Prabhu, to purify myself just speaking and just hearing about the Lord. So we are today, the topic is from the 10th chapter, 10th verse. This goes as follows. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam ददामि बुद्धियोगं ताम् येन मामुपयान्ति ते। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। बिफोर स्टार्टिंग द ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट, यू जस्ट ऑब्जर्व दिस वर्स। तेषां सतत युक्तानां भजतां व्हाट्स मोर Preeti Purvakam. Actually, before coming to Krishna consciousness, God worship, or in one sense common term, believing in God, was out of fear. Or if I don't believe, what will God do? But here Krishna is just clarifying how you should worship God. Preeti Purvakam. That is why, in short, Krishna consciousness is not God-fearing movement. It is God-loving movement. So, okay, we'll start with the translation. To those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. Just repeat. To those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. Purport. In this verse, the word buddhi yogam is very significant. We may remember that in the second chapter, the Lord instructing Arjuna said that he had spoken to him of many things and that he would instruct him in the way of Buddhi Yoga. Now, Buddhi Yoga is explained. Buddhi Yoga itself is action in Krishna consciousness. That is the highest intelligence. Buddhi means intelligence and yoga means mystic activities or mystic elevation. When one tries to go back home, back to Godhead, and takes fully to Krishna consciousness in devotional service, his action is called Buddhi Yoga. In other words, Buddhi Yoga is the process by which one gets out of the entanglement of this material world. The ultimate goal of progress is Krishna. People do not know this. Therefore, the association of devotees and a bona fide spiritual master are important. One should know that the goal is Krishna. And when the goal is assigned, then the path is slowly but progressively traversed and the ultimate goal is achieved. When a person knows the goal of life but is addicted to the fruits of activities, he is acting in karma yoga. When he knows that the goal is Krishna, but he takes pleasure in mental speculations to understand Krishna, he is acting in Jnana Yoga. And when he knows the goal and seeks Krishna completely in Krishna consciousness and devotional service, he is acting in Bhakti Yoga or Buddhi Yoga, which is the complete yoga. This complete yoga is the highest perfectional stage of life. A person may have a bona fide spiritual master and may be attached to the spiritual organization, but still if he is not intelligent enough to make progress, then Krishna from within gives him instruction so that he may ultimately come to him without difficulty. The qualification is that a person always engage himself in Krishna consciousness and with love and devotion render all kinds of services. He should perform some sort of work for Krishna, and that work should be with love. If a devotee is not intelligent enough to make progress on the path of self-realization, but is sincere and devoted to the activities of devotional service, the Lord gives him a chance to make progress and ultimately attain him. This is very important. I just repeat this last para. If a devotee is not intelligent enough to make progress on the path of self-realization, so there are many we see who, you can say in one sense, material education, they're not that advanced. They're not. Some are illiterate. What about them? Some don't know to speak English. Some can't speak properly. Some don't understand the philosophy so clearly. What about them? They are not that intelligent to understand. What about them? Proper rights. If a devotee is not intelligent enough to make progress on the path of self-realization, but, here is the point, is sincere and devoted to the activities of devotional service, the Lord gives him a chance to make progress and ultimately attain him. This is very beautiful. Okay, coming back to the verse. Dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam. Dadami buddhi yogam tam. When he come to the verse, especially the word buddhi. Buddhi in many, in material sense, is intelligence. Buddhiman. So in general material terms, buddhi, he is a very buddhiman vyakti. It is generally assigned to a person who has a lot of degrees attached to his name. Second, a person who has done very good in material world. Very knowledgeable, very intelligent. Lot of money. Third, a person who is very powerful, who is very famous, is very intelligent in any activity he does. Generally, people term him as very buddhiman. But Srila Prabhupada says, what is real knowledge? What is buddhi? Okay, I ask the question. What is knowledge? Who is knowledgeable? What is knowledge? Who is knowledgeable? Yes. Getting a triple PhD.
To know about the goal of life.
Know about the goal of life. Right. In one sense, yes. Anyone else? What is knowledge? Mic can be passed here too.
To know what is matter, spirit, and the controller of both.
Yeah, okay. Anyone else? Jo Bhagwan se milai wo gyan. Everything is right. Sab barabar hai. And especially what Prabhuji said, this is what I needed. Srila Prabhupada says, what is knowledge? Knowledge means to know what is the body, what is the spirit soul, who are we, where are we supposed to go. That is knowledge. That is the reason when he went to MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Where is this, Prabhu? MIT?
Boston?
Boston, yeah. So Prabhupada went to this college, MIT. It is bigger than IIT, right? Namanand Prabhu. I don't know. So when he entered this college and he, people took him on a tour. This is technology, computer technology, this electronics, this electrical, this mechanical, this. And then there was a conference and Srila Prabhupada was about to address the students and the professors. So the first thing he said that, I'm really happy to see so many departments of knowledge. But may I know, where is the department of knowledge which teaches the science of the soul? Science of the soul. The word soul was heard for the first time by the professors. What about a department there? If this is not there, then it is useless. Then all this education is useless. Then he even said that your technology is doing tremendous progress in making a horseless carriage and a wingless bird. You got it, what Prabhupada said? Your technology is advancing at a fast pace to make a horseless carriage and a wingless bird. But have they made a soulless body? If you do that, then I'll offer respects to you all. The knowledge means to know what is the body, what is the spirit soul, and what is the relation. And Srila Prabhupada would even also say knowledge. And he would quote on Chanakya Pandit. He said, getting triple PhDs and doing doctorates and whatnot, that is not knowledge. Prabhupada says, knowledge means matravat paradareshu. To consider every woman other than your wife as mother. To consider others' wealth to be stone and pebbles. And to have compassion on living entities. This is knowledge. This is Srila Prabhupada so clarifying. What is knowledge? Then, Srila Prabhupada, actually, Srila Prabhupada would be very heavy. Sometimes he would chastise people and say, why people are so ignorant? Why are people so ignorant to know the truth of life? They're rascals. They're sleeping like dogs. Working like asses. And he used so much of examples defining a materialistic man. So one disciple said, Prabhupada, Hari Bol. Prabhupada, they are ignorant. Why are you so harsh on these ignorant people? You should go soft. Prabhupada became more angry. And he said, ignorant? How can you say they are ignorant? When a person knows how to eat, person knows how to sleep, person knows how to mate, and person knows how to defend, can't he have that much of understanding or that much of intelligence to know why is he suffering? That is Buddhi Yoga. And that discriminates between a human being and an animal. Why am I suffering? Why is there suffering in my life? What is the solution for this suffering? Like Srila Prabhupada, human beings mean discrimination. This is suffering, this is happiness. This is. And he would give an example. Suppose there is a sweetmeat kept on a table. On the road outside, huge box. Diwali is just approaching and you just keep the box open. 2-3 boxes. Open. No sign written, just kept on the road, on the table. Who will come? A human being will see. He may have the desire to take and taste one, but he won't dare. He'll just see and go away. But when an animal comes, will you see, acha, is it from the Radha Gopinath temple or is it? The first thing that animal will do is go and taste. Why? Why? No sense of discrimination. Exactly. Prabhupada said, that differs between a human being and an animal. A discrimination. Human being will think, is it meant for me? Am I invited or am I a bin bulaya mehman? For an animal, everything is for him. Simply Prabhupada is saying, this is the difference between a human being and an animal. A human being knows, this is my sister, this is my mother. But animal, does it discriminate? No, that is the difference. And Prabhupada is so perfect. So that's why the purpose here is you do devotional service, those are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. Ultimately, knowledge means to know Krishna. Buddhi yogam. And when you know Krishna, you know everything. It reminds me of knowing everything. And it reminds me of one particular pastime of Srila Prabhupada. One personality came to his room. I think it was in India. And Prabhupada was speaking in Bhagavad Gita. He said, Swamiji, aap Bhagavad Gita mein prachar kar rahe ho. Kya fayda? What is the use? He said, why no use? No matter how much you preach, aap kitna hi prachar karo, no fayda nahi. Kyun? Ki jab tak, jis din tak Pakistan hai, aap ye Bhagavad prachar kar hi nahi sakte ho. As long as there is Pakistan existing in this world, you can't preach Bhagavad Dharma. Now, since I was a kid, I have heard many patriotic statements from many patriotic leaders. Swaraj is my birthright and I shall have it. Tum khoon do, hum tumko azadi denge and what not, many things. But this one patriotic statement of Srila Prabhupada, it really touched me. It was better than all the statements which I have heard since time immemorial. Since Swaraj is my birthday. You know what Prabhupada said? He didn't say, yeah, barabar, right. As long as there is Pakistan, we can't preach this Bhagavad. He said, Pakistan? As long as there is Pakistan, you can't preach Bhagavad Dharma. Really? You know what he said to that question, the person who asked the question? He said, Pakistan. Small Pakistan. And that is creating problem to you. Forget Pakistan. Pakistan ko bhul jao. Duniya ko Bharat banao. Bhagavad prachar karke duniya ko Bharat banao. Preach this glory of this Vedic culture and make the whole world India. Pakistan apok Bharat ban jayega. This is Buddhi Yoga. Goal is Krishna. No amount of patriotism, no amount of Desh Bhakti, it is not that important. As long as you are loving Krishna, that is important. Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yena Mamupayantite. As I said, the person who knows Krishna, he knows all the subject matters. Like I'm asking the question. When did man... Shishi Radha Gopinath Bhagavan ki jai. Shishi Gaur Nitai ji ki jai. Shishi Gopal ji ki jai. Samaveda Bhakta Brind ki jai. Okay, apparently, asking a question. When did man first land in moon? That time Prabhupada was in Vrindavan. He was in London. And he said his disciple, get one TV set. And the disciple got one TV set and they're landing on the moon. And Sri Prabhupada was just looking at this and disciples were excited. He's landing, the first time the man is landing in the moon, landing on the moon. Baba said, it is a hoax. They are bluffing. It is cheating. The whole world is saying that man is landing on the moon. But here one person saying, no, it is bluffing, it is cheating, this, that. Why? Dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mamupayantite. And today, after so many years, India launched one project where they will land in moon in some 2014. And just 1 month back, they said, we have scrapped the project after spending so many crores of rupees because it is not possible. And today, it seems there was another news that the scientists, after long discovery, they have come to a conclusion that there is water in the moon. Hari Bol. That Srila Prabhupada is saying since 1966, there is life everywhere. But today they have discovered it. Dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayantam. Serving Krishna, he knows everything. Everything. So, Srila Prabhupada here is emphasizing this path of Krishna consciousness, that is buddhi yogam. Two things are very essential. One is association of devotees and the association of the spiritual master, especially. Because when we are in association of devotees and spiritual master, we are fixed up in our Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, we will always be bewildered. It is not easy. Association is the most important thing. And Srila Prabhupada writes here that once the goal is fixed, what is the goal? What is the goal? What is the goal of Krishna consciousness? What is the goal? Servant of Krishna. Anyone else? Devotional service. Anyone else? To go back to Godhead. Ultimately, service to Krishna, devotional service, go back to God. It is centered around whom? Krishna. The goal is Krishna. And once the goal is set, Prabhupada writes here beautifully, when the goal is assigned, then the path is slowly but progressively traversed and the ultimate goal is achieved. The path is slowly but progressively traversed. This is very important. That is the reason one of the devotees says in the Madhva Sampradaya, a very great acharya, he says the biggest austerity, the most powerful austerity a devotee can perform in his life is not chaturmas with only one water, one time water all the 4 months. No, that is not the big austerity. Not chanting 64 rounds. No, that is not an austerity. He says, the biggest austerity a sadhak can perform in devotional service is patience. Because once the goal is assigned, then the path is slowly but progressively traversed. Have patience. Because generally it's the faith of the devotees are tested every now and then. I am chanting since many years, but am I going to get the goal? Who knows? At the end moment of my life, I come to know that there is no person called Krishna at all. Or this process, I chanted all throughout my life, but who knows? At the last moment, everything what I learned and heard, I was denied every sense gratification because of this process. No. Patience. That's why devotees, this Vadiraj Swami says, if a devotee has patience in life, especially in every aspect and especially in devotional service, then the goal is easily achieved. Have patience. I am since 10, 20 years, 16 rounds, but still, anarthas are still there. Patience. I have gone to all the holy places, Vrindavan, Mayapur, Jagannath Puri. I have taken dip in all the holy kunds, but no transformation of the heart. Patience. Continue. Continue doing it. Patience. I have read Srimad Bhagavad Gita 100 times, Bhagavatam many times, but still I feel there is no transformation of the heart. What is the solution? Patience. And Prabhupada gives a beautiful example. He gives, like suppose, this fan on the top. You switch it off from there, the main button. Will the fan immediately switch off? It will rotate and rotate and rotate. There is a momentum. And after some time, it will switch off. Similarly, in our life, taking into Krishna consciousness is switching off all the karmic activities. But since there was a momentum in our life, It will take time to adjust. Because we are here in this material world since time immemorial. And we are in Krishna consciousness just few years. 10, 20, 30 years. So imagine the proportionality. Millions of years in material world and just 20 years in Krishna consciousness. It will take time. But what is the sutra? Patience. Have patience. You will achieve the goal. Have patience. Don't leave. Patience. That is what all the acharyas say. Just patience. You'll come. You'll get to know Krishna. Actually, recently, we were in Udupi for the Janmashtami. And there's a Swamiji in Udupi and the devotees who went to meet him. And this devotee asked him a question. He said that, Swamiji, give me the blessings that I love Krishna 24 hours a day. I love Krishna. I only love Krishna and no one else. So Swamiji looked at him and he said, that's a good desire to love Krishna. But first you should have knowledge about Krishna. Only then you will love Krishna. So he asked, how can I get knowledge about Krishna? So the Swamiji said, you'll get knowledge about Krishna only when you hear about Krishna. When you hear about Krishna, you know Krishna. And when you know Krishna, you love Krishna. That is why devotees would ask Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, can you show God? Can you show us God? Can you show us Krishna? So the first thing Srila Prabhupada would reply back is, okay, I will show God, but will you please tell me what will you do after seeing God? You first tell me that. After seeing God, what will you do? That is more. Then I will show God. He said, just seeing God without loving God, it is just exercise for the eyes. There is no development of love. It just reminds me of one incident. Just few years ago, one devotee from our congregation got an opportunity to be in front of Tirupati Balaji. And this is a nice example. Tirupati Balaji, to get a darshan of Tirupati Balaji in Tirumala, it's like, how many minutes? Seconds. So this devotee got an opportunity to sit for the Abhishekam of Tirupati Balaji. Abhishekam lasts for 1.5 hours. No, 1.5 hours. And you can just sit in front and just see the beautiful form of the Lord. So this devotee somehow or the other got an opportunity to get inside the altar and just sit in front of the Lord for 1.5 hours and just watch this beautiful form and the beautiful Abhishek, which is rarely seen by many people all over India. It is like if you book for an Abhishek ticket now, today you go and book, I want an Abhishek ticket of Tirupati Balaji, you get a ticket after 25 years. And Abhishek is done only on Fridays. And after 25 years, one of the Fridays, you will get a ticket. So this devotee got an opportunity to just sit in front of Tirupati Balaji. And this devotee went in front. And luckily, this devotee was right in front of the Lord. In that seven gates, he was right in front of the Lord. Just before the devotee, there was one lady from the Prime Minister's office, New Delhi. So they were given the first opportunity to come and sit in front. Abhishek starts at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. And it goes up to 4:15, 4:30. So the devotee took his bead bag and was just chanting, just seeing the beautiful form. But right in front of him was that lady from the PMO office. And it started at 3, the Lord, the entire darshan. Beautiful darshan of the Lord. It started and pouring water, honey, everything, panchagavya. And just in front of this devotee was this lady from the PMO office. And the minute the Abhishek started and the Veda mantras were just resounding the entire temple, That time this lady, it is 3 o'clock. I think this is the first time, I think this lady in the front from the PM had got up at 3 o'clock. And from 3 o'clock, and this devotee is telling me, from 3 o'clock to 4:30, this lady in front of this devotee dozed off to sleep. This reminded this devotee of proper statement. Even if God comes in front of you, please tell me what are you going to do? You go off to sleep? What is the use then? This is what happens. You can't just concentrate your mind on the Supreme Lord. It is not easy. Another example. Just recently in Jagannath Puri, this devotee, and he got an opportunity to get on the rath, on the cart. And the Lord was about to get down to go to the Gundicha. And this devotee, two of them just told some policemen and they just got on the cart. And they're right next to Jagannath. It was the day when the Lord gets inside the Gundicha. And it's in the evening, generally. So they got on the cart at 7 o'clock in the evening. Hoping that by 9 o'clock, the Lord will be proceeding to Gundicha. And it was an initial excitement that I am just sitting next to the Lord and just the chanting began and prayers began and just like, intent, my Lord, thank you very much for giving this opportunity. We're just sitting next to you, seeing some lakhs of people on the road and myself next to you. It's once in a lifetime. And 7 o'clock and the chanting intensified. It became 7:30. The Lord didn't move. He looked at the watch. It's 8 o'clock. Then 9:30, 10 o'clock. Then this devotee thought, why is the Lord not going? It's already too late. Why is he not moving? Huh? He should go by now. It reached 11:30. And then they prayed, my Lord, please go. And then this devotee was seeing many scenes in front of Lord Jagannath. There were people coming and there was one more person, I think a panda with a camera. He said, just stand next to the Lord. And you just stand, pose as if he's posing for next to a Bollywood star or a cricket star. And he snapped. And person just holding his hand, please click another photograph, and it is clicked. And this reminded this devotee, again proper statement. Even if God comes in front of you, tell me what are you going to do? That is more important. If this is not there, bhajatam priti purvakam, then it becomes an austerity. Like I remember when we went for a yatra to Hirchor Gopinath. It was many years back. Hirchor Gopinath in Remuna. So Maharaj was, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was saying, the same Lord, same temple, same area. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered this place, he fell down unconscious. When Madhavendra Puri entered this place, he fell unconscious on seeing the beauty of the Lord. When you are going inside, it is not unconscious. You want to run away from that place. Why? Same Lord, same place. There is no change. Why? Why we are not falling unconscious? Question to all the audience. Same Jagannath, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would look at